Thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claims Line. My name is Adriana. I need advice that this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I assist you today?
Yeah, I'm trying to file for unemployment. I was recently terminated from my last job.
Okay. May I start with your Social Security number, please?
My Social Security number is 420-23-10-53.
And thank you for providing this information. Would this be the first time you're filing for unemployment benefits in the state of Alabama?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And one moment, please. May I have your first name?
William.
Is there any middle initials?
J.
And the last name, please.
Somerville.
And your date of birth?
October 24th, 1980.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve in active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have the options to receive your payments direct deposit or use one of our Alabama vintage cards. Which will you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. May I start with the routing number, please?
The routing number?
Yes, sir.
I'll continue. Can you hold for a second?
Okay.
The routing number. Is it the direct deposit electric payment? Would that be the routing number?
If it says routing number next to it, yes, sir.
All right. Domestic wire transfer. I believe this is it. It's 062-00-0080.
Okay. And may I have the account number, please?
295-2-3-3-2-2-6-6.
Okay. And this is a checking account or a savings account?
Checking.
And what is the highest grade level that you complete in school?
8th.
And may I have your mother meet a last name?
My mother's maiden name?
Yes.
My mother's maiden name is Ross. S-E Ross.
R-O-S-S?
Yes, ma'am.
And may I have your driver license number or your Alabama state ID number, please?
All right, my driver license number is 725-3238.
And this license number is for the state of Alabama?
Correct.
Okay. And may I have your mailing address, please?
3714 Audubon Road. Audubon is spelled AUDUBON. Road, Montgomery, Alabama. 36111.
Okay. And is the residence address different from the mailing address?
It's the same address here. Yeah.
Has the address changed in last year?
No, it hasn't.
And may I have a good telephone number where we can contact you at?
334-954-9803.
So it's very important to verify your identity when filing for unemployment benefits. The first question asks, which of the following age range matches the age of S.C. Rose? Is she between the age of 20 to 24, 44 to 48, 52 to 56, 68 to 72, or none of the above?
68 to 72?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Question number two asks, which of the following address have you ever been associated with? The options they provide us is 5006 Freeman Drive, 394 Deadman Drive, 1724 North Mechanic Street, 1470 Southfield Road, or none of the above?
The Freeman Drive.
Okay. Question number three asks, which of the following cities have you attended college? The options they provide us is Dubuque, Potsdam, Tulsa, Weldon, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Did you file receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve in active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notifications that you have TRA certification?
Have I received notifications that I have what?
TRA certification.
No, I don't know what it is.
Okay. And when was your last day of work?
The last day that I worked was Monday.
Okay. This Monday?
Huh?
Was it this Monday or last Monday?
The Monday just passed. Yeah.
Okay.
But I have a temporary job now, but I only work like 2-3 hours a day. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Oh, so what do I say again?
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I work for a business.
Okay. Are you currently working solely on commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't have a real estate license.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training program?
No, but I was thinking about getting a trade. That's what I'm going to try to get into, try to get me my CDL.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yeah.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received your work compensation due to work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for or receiving work compensation? I'm sorry. Have you applied for or receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer that you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. Do you attain work exclusively through a union hiring call, or are you with the union?
No, I don't work with a union.
Okay. And what was your job title, job description?
Oh, the last job, I was a floor tech.
Okay. And is that like scrape and sand wooden floors to smooth out surfaces, or is it like sales?
Yeah. I mean, it's all floors, carpet, wood, tile, marble.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what was the name of the company that you're working with?
Let me make sure I say ASI. ASI, I believe the name is. Let me look at my shirt right quick. Just to make sure. Yeah, ASI.
Okay. And what city is this company located in?
I really don't know. I mean, the company, I don't know where their home base is, but I'm in Montgomery. I don't know where the company's home base is at, though.
And may I have the address to the office in Montgomery?
Hold on, let me see if I can Google find it for you. I do not know the, I don't know. I need to find the office.
Yes, sir. If you can find that information, we will need that.
Hold on, please.
Hey, Dad. You know that building where I went to, downtown where I went to put out the application for that job out there, Hyundai, you remember you left me in my car?
Yeah.
What do you know, what is it, where it's located at? What street is on? They need the address to that, to the office for,
I know the building that the office on is on Dexter Avenue. It's downtown Montgomery. They're on the third or fourth floor in some building on Dexter Avenue.
Okay, let's see. Okay, I think I've located that address. One moment, please.
Okay.
Do you happen to have a good telephone number to a supervisor, management, HR, or the main office there?
Let me see if I can get it right quick. Okay. I should be able to get that. Well, yeah, I think this is a supervisor number right here, if I'm not mistaken. He could probably point you in the right direction. It's 678-427-4151. His name is Patrick. He could get you in contact with the HR.
Okay.
Yeah, 678-427-4151.
Okay, and thank you for providing this information. One moment, please. And do you remember when you first started working with this company?
In February, probably like the first or second week in February.
And do you know if you'll be receiving any vacation pay, sick day pay, or holiday pay after your last day working with them?
No, I won't be receiving all that.
Okay. And have you applied for you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
What is the reason why you're no longer working with this company?
They terminated my, I don't know if they just didn't need the whole crew, but they terminated the whole crew. They probably no longer need our service. I don't know.
Okay. And do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. And I have here your 4-digit PIN number that you'll use to track your claim and also file your weekly certification. Are you able to write this down?
How many digits do it need to be?
It's a 4-digit PIN number.
I can give you one, or you're going to give me one?
I'll be giving you one.
Yes, come on.
Okay, so that PIN number is going to be 5380. Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So your claim is being filed and it will be processed as soon as possible. However, you must start meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. Unemployment claims uses calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification for the previous week. The questions that you'll be asked will underline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online or by telephone. The weekly certification can be done on Sunday, though no later than Friday, 5 p.m., but not on a Saturday. Failure to file and complete the weekly certification as instructed to exhaust and off the benefits. You'll make your first certification this upcoming Sunday.
All right, so what you're saying, I have to call and check it every week? I mean,
you're calling every week to do the weekly certification, claim the benefit week that you were not working.
Okay, okay.
Yes, sir.
And I do this on Friday. You say what days I do this?
And you have from Sunday to the next following Friday to get it done.
Okay. So, every Friday, I'll check in.
Every Sunday.
Every Sunday, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Also, with this unemployment claim that we just finished, it registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your Career Center application remained active for 90 days. However, you are to maintain an active career application all throughout the unemployment benefits. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Center or log into their website, which is alabamaworks.alabama.gov, to upload an online resume.
Okay, yeah, I plan on going to the Career Center. I was going to do it today, but I'm tired. I might wait till Monday because I got to go through them to get a into this program that's going to get me into CDL class. So all that will be the same thing. I got to do this too.
Okay. As long as you get that online resume submitted within 7 days from today.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Is there any questions or concerns or anything you want me to repeat to make sure that you have?
No, I think I got it all.
Okay. All right, thank you for calling the Alabama Employment Claim Sign. Have a wonderful day.
You too.